kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome into the first official live Settle the Score. We did one unofficially once by accident because I forgot to click a certain button. So this is the first one. This is our Scornament of Champions. And I am your host, Matt Nose, joined as always by the musical director, the one and only Mr. Andy Merriweather. How are you, bud?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm trying to get some energy in my bones and because I'm really looking forward to this one. It's just one of those weeks and it feels like a really like big game, and we haven't been training or doing anything for like 2 weeks, which is true. I feel so out of practice and things like that, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. They're really good guys, and the clues are kind of on us again for the first time in a while as well, because we can't, you know, when it's clue givers playing in the game, you can't rely on them, and especially if they've got family in the in the group as well.
Wow. Do you think I guess in this instance maybe the one brother would help the other, because I did highlight one of Matt Scanlon's clues and be like, should I throw this back in the Scanlon family face? But that didn't seem fair.
I was thinking the rivalry between them is so great that it would be Josh and Matt we'd have to worry about as teaming up, you know.
perhaps. But this is our Scornament. This is the championship round, and this is something we do for our patrons. So if you're a patron at the Scornament tier and above, we run a Scornament. So basically, we just invite you on, and these are all songs that have been used on the show before, so they're not going to get hit with anything new. So it pays to watch the show, which they do, and told them beforehand, because it's a championship round, we make it a little bit harder than a normal Scornament. Yeah. So we got some songs in there that maybe they know, maybe they don't. But we mixed it up. We got a little more creative with the creation of this show as opposed to a regular Scornament. So hopefully they can roll with the punches and they know all the answers and we don't stump them, because neither of us likes that.
I do like the fact that you're using we a lot, as if I have anything to do with the show being put together. It's all you. I don't do anything.
I do ask for your input every once again. Hey, give me your thoughts on this. And then I never get a response on that ever. I still want to like, hey, what do you think? Do you think this is too much? Or this one's a little, what about this? And then you're just like, I'll learn it.
Yeah, sure. That's probably right. Yeah. I just feel like I've said it before, where you, if you're even a day later than your usual, you're kind of like, I'll get it to you tomorrow, just had a busy day or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I won't be at the piano for a few days anyway, so we're good.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a great list. I think you've put together a really fun show for. I guess I don't want to discourage people getting involved in the chat. So I would say, rather than the rule being don't put answers in the chat, I would say the rule should be the competitors don't be on YouTube, because I want people to play along as they would do when they're at home, right?
That's, I don't know how we monitor that,
but they just don't.
There's two trustworthy guys. I'm just saying, in the future,
just be a good guy. I mean, we just found one of them's a disc golfer, and I don't know what the reputation's like for those guys, but just don't.
Well, I already told you that I did it, so you're slandering me and this fine gentleman.
And to be fair, we've spoken about it, and I've done it too. So yeah, but I know how dishonest I am.
You cheated disc golf.
No, just in general.
All right. Well, fair enough. Know thyself, you know, a tenet of life. All right. Well, we are set to begin. And let's go ahead and bring these two guys in. First up is the disc golfing maestro himself. So please help us welcome back to the show the one and only Mr. Josh Sachs. Josh, how are you?
Doing pretty well. Just getting over a little jet lag from a flight home yesterday and spending extra few hours in the airport because of some delays, but other than that, not too bad.
Well, hopefully the jet lag doesn't fuck you up. Come late today.
It's a good excuse to lean back on.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's right there in the back pocket.
Might as well. You know, take advantage, gain a little empathy from your fellow competitor. And maybe, you know, Mr. Scanlon will throw one or two your way. Who knows? Who knows? I doubt it. He's pretty cutthroat. We'll go ahead. We'll bring him in. Please help us welcome back once again, Mr. Andrew Scanlon. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Always glad to be here.
All right. Now, I just figured something out, Andy. If we did want to test whether or not these guys are actually have YouTube open, I can flash the screen white, and because it's dark in both their rooms, you could be able to see. Suddenly, yeah. Their monitor gets super bright. Like, yeah. I know. Fucking knew it.
That's great. Let's just say that you will do that at some point in the game, and we'll just leave it there.
I do have that ability. Andrew, welcome back to the show. The first ever individual that's made two championship rounds. So congrats on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. First go round was, I took my licks and learned from, and now we're back.
There you go. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
And you act like my brother and I are actually like friends, which is, I mean, I appreciate that.
Well, he did get you into the show, so we assume there's some sort of camaraderie, familiarity there. But perhaps not. Perhaps that relationship has been torn asunder in the past year.
It is. Remember, I was removed from the will the last game. So
that is true. That is true. I forgot about that. We brought the whole family into this. All right, gentlemen. Well, are we ready to begin today's game?
Let's go.
All right. Good luck to you both. Here is the bell for round number one. All right, Andrew, you will have opening choice in this first round. The way it works is once you make your selection of 1 through 5, I will give a clue and Andy will begin playing. When either of you think you know the answer, buzz in with your name. I will call on you and you're guessing the movie itself. So don't worry about the title of the song. It's worth 10 points. And there's a bonus question worth 5 points, but I'll give you the rules of that when we come to it. So, Andrew, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin today's Scornament of Champions?
Let's start today off with number one.
Starting with numero uno, and here is your first clue. It is a breath of fresh hair. A breath of fresh hair.
I got this feeling inside my bones.
Trolls.
That is correct for 10 points. Quick on the draw, gets the first question correct, making it 10 to nothing. Andrew, bonus question. Now you have a choice. It's worth 5 points. Some of these are easy and some of these are hard. You can choose to go it alone, but if you get the question wrong, you'll lose the 5 points. Otherwise, you can open it up to you and Josh. No one will lose any points, but if he gets it right, he will cut into your 10 to nothing lead. So my question is, do you want to be a dick or not?
So I've never seen this movie, so I am going to open it up to my buddy Josh because I have no clue.
All right. And some people are asking if it's okay to answer in the chat. Go right ahead. We are going to assume both Josh and Andrew are honorable until proven otherwise.
Melissa has to use her whiteboard only.
Anyway, then take a picture of it and then upload that picture and then put it in the chat. Done. We can solve all this. Melissa literally just chimed into the chat. So there we go. Andrew's talking shit, Melissa. Take him down. All right. Bonus question is open to you both, gentlemen. So buzz in with your name. Here it is. In Trolls, who voices the lead male character, Branch? Andrew.
Justin Timberlake.
That is correct for 5 points. All right, Andrew, you got 15 points and control. Do you want 2 through 5?
Let's keep on rolling. Number two.
Number two, it is. Your clue for number two is you're so controlling. You're so controlling.
Is
Andrew.
Free Guy.
That is correct for 10 points.
Well, I got to be honest. I think those were the two that I had the biggest question marks on whether or not you guys may know. Two for two so far. So it makes me happy that we didn't make the show. And I'm using the royal we, that we didn't make the show in honor of Andy's, situation. All right. So it makes it 25-0. Andrew, do you want to be a dick or not?
I do like this movie. But I'll keep it open.
All right. It is open to you both. So buzz in with your name if you think you have the answer. Here is your bonus question. Ryan Reynolds and Taika Waititi worked together once before on what movie released in 2011? Ryan Reynolds and Taika Waititi worked together once before on what movie released in 2011? Andrew, go for it.
Let's take a shot in the dark. 2011, Ryan Reynolds. How about The Proposal?
That is incorrect. Incorrect. So, Josh, you can't lose any points if you want to throw out a guess.
I'm trying to think of it. He might have been in like a cameo or something, but I don't know, What We Do in the Shadows?
Also incorrect. Green Lantern, gentlemen. Green Lantern.
Oh my lord. Yep.
Mm-hmm. He was a part of that.
Was he like a writer?
He was the he was the engineer for the plane.
Oh, yeah, shit. Okay, he was.
Yeah.
all right, no points award. It's all right. The movie's 12 years old at this point.
Classic, though.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. all right, Andrew, you still have control. 3 through 5. Where would you like to go next?
3, please.
All right. 3 it is. Your clue is it's like looking in a mirror. Kinda. It's like looking in a mirror, kinda.
Three, that's a magic number. Yes, it is. That's a magic number. Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community, we're born 3 makes love for me, and that's a magic number. Difficult preaching, prosper, pleasure and preaching starts with the heart. Something that stimulates the music in the measure and the music raised to 3 parts, that's 3.
Oh my god.
I know, I'm like... Oh, crap.
I'll give you another clue. The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Andrew. The Flash?
Incorrect.
Josh.
Josh.
Shazam.
Incorrect.
Andrew?
Let me give a third clue, and then you can guess again. Your third clue would be 3's Company.
Andrew. Spider-Man No Way Home?
That, sir, is correct for 10 points.
Rag and a half.
As soon as I thought about the second clue again, I was like, crap.
Yeah.
All right. Andrew, bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
Oh, man. I really want to. Fuck it. Oh, wait. Can I curse on the line? Freak it. Yeah, sure. I'll be a dick on this one.
This is live, so it's not like I can edit it at this point. I feel like you're trying to cover that up.
If I do this, that means it's censored.
Yeah. Oh, aren't you just a bad little boy?
And demonetized right there.
Bitch.
It says I've been kicked out of the Patreon. This is weird.
Yeah, no. It says you got bumped up to a tier that didn't exist.
Oh, yeah. Am I being charged double now?
Oh, fucking. What is this $1,000 a month tier? All right. So you said you want to be a dick on this one?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is for Andrew alone then. Here it is. Benedict Cumberbatch has appeared in 6 MCU movies. Name them.
All right, all 6. So there is Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Okay.
We have Doctor Strange. We have Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. We have Avengers Infinity War. We have Avengers Endgame. And number 6 is...
That's the real question.
The first one that I thought of.
Gives Thor a beer in Thor Ragnarok.
I feel like that was very performative.
Right.
That you knew it the whole time.
I did not.
We're getting these symphonic orchestration. And that is correct for 5 points.
Yes.
All right. So we have numbers 4 or 5. Andrew, where would you like to go next?
4, please.
Right down the list. It is for number 4. Your clue is master of his domain. Master of his domain.
It's astounding.
Andrew. The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's correct for 10 points. Damn it. Josh looked like you knew it. A half a second. Yeah. As soon as he started to say his name, you're like, ah, son of a. You know what? I can mute him, Josh.
It might help a little bit.
I can throw that out there as a helping hand. Yeah. All right. Bonus question time. Andrew, do you want to be a dick or not?
We're keeping this bad boy open.
All right. It's open to you both. Then here is your bonus question. Rocky Horror Picture Show has what Oscar winner in its cast?
Andrew. Tim Curry.
Incorrect.
Take a guess at Susan Sarandon.
That is correct for 5 points. Josh is on the board.
I was going to say, if it's Meatloaf, I can't remember
the heck she won it for, but sure.
I want to say Dead Man Walking.
Dead Man Walking,
bro. Oh, makes sense.
It's Meatloaf.
I looked it up. Meatloaf has not won any awards.
Damn it.
No, best original songs.
There's nominations for music. I'm saying for acting.
I also didn't even think about that. So.
Tim Curry's got a primetime Emmy. That's it.
First, he doesn't have like a stage acting award for of any kind.
I'm saying for films and.
Oh, yeah.
Nice get.
All right.
I'm not shut out of the first round.
You're not out of this yet. Oh, you know that.
Long game.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. Long
game.
All right, we have one left in the opening round. It is number 5. And your clue is a family affair. A family affair.
Raise a cup up for all my day ones. 2 middle fingers for the haters. Life's only getting greater. Straight up from nothing we go. Higher than the highest skyscraper.
Andrew. Fast X.
Incorrect.
I'm trying to remember if it's even from that thing. I'm trying to remember which movie I'd remember it from.
That's where I was at.
I don't know. Fate of the Furious.
And just like that, Josh got a
come
and
on.
No. Open this question wide. I can't differentiate 1 from 10 in that friggin' series.
What are you talking about? They're all masterpieces. Coming from a guy that's only seen two of them, three of them, two of them.
I've only seen Tokyo Drift. People usually don't include that movie.
Yeah, that's the one they gloss over.
Yeah, that, got a good soundtrack to it. But
all right. So it's open to you both. Let me finish the question before anybody answers. Here's your bonus question. According to Box Office Mojo, The Fate of the Furious grossed how much at the worldwide box office? First person that answers, it's worth 10 points, and we'll give it to you if you're within 200 million. Second person, we drop the point value down to 5 points. We'll give it to you if you're within 100 million, but we'll tell you if they were high or low on the previous incorrect answer.
Worldwide, not U.S.
Worldwide for The Fate of the Furious.
I'll take a shot at it.
All right, Josh.
825 million.
What'd you say?
825 million.
That is incorrect. That's incorrect. So Andrew, you got to be within 100 million, and he was low.
Jesus Christ.
Good Lord.
To the 825 million.
That's 825 million.
1.2 billion dollars.
Somebody just got themselves 5 points. There's 1.236 billion dollars.
That's insanity.
And that's like what, the sixth movie?
Eight.
Jesus.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Shit. Of course, because of numbers. And
let's not give them any credit on their naming conventions, because they just fucking do whatever they want each and every time.
Well, aren't there two movies that are basically Fast and the Furious?
Well, there's, I believe, Fast and the Furious, and then Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I believe, once again, haven't seen them, because they're dog shit.
Those article adjectives matter, okay?
They do. They do. It makes a huge difference. All right. So that ends round number one. Andrew's in the lead 55-15, but it is genuinely still anybody's ball game. And here is the bell for round number two. All right, Josh, since you're in second place, you'll have opening choice, and this is our five-second round. So once you make your selection, I will give a clue, and Andy will play a five-second snippet of the song. It could be from anywhere in the song. It is his choice entirely. If either of you can guess it in the opening 5 seconds of music, it's worth 10 points. Otherwise, if we have to play a second five of music, it drops the point value down to 5 points. So, Mr. Sachs, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin round number two?
Well, since I got it right last round, I think I'll start with number five.
Number five. There you go, sticking it to him. You know what I mean? He got it to a groove. So now you're starting in reverse. I like it. Good thinking. All right. Your clue for number five is the B team. The B team.
Other guys?
That is correct for 10 points. Nice job.
Aim for the bushes.
All right, it didn't work, Josh. It didn't work. You tried. You tried. You went monkey wrench and unfortunately didn't land in the gears on that one. It's all right. There's plenty of time left. Mr. Scanlon, 1 through 4, where would you like to go next?
We're taking this back to one, please.
Back to one, he said.
Back to one.
Let's start it all over again. All right. Your clue is ironic to a fault. Ironic to a fault.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world.
Andrew. On Air.
That is correct for 10 points. All right, Andrew, two through four. Where do we want to go next?
Dos, por favor.
All right. Number two it is. Your clue is putting life on hold. Putting life on hold.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
Andrew.
It's a Wonderful Life.
That is correct for 10 points. That was another one. I was like, maybe this trips him up, makes it a little bit harder.
Merry Christmas, Mover House.
What was that? So was that your Jimmy Stewart?
So every Christmas, my brother. So that's Matt's favorite Christmas movie. And
sure,
anytime we're together for Christmas, it's he does a lot better than me. But
he does a Jimmy Stewart?
It's pretty equally as shitty, but it always makes me laugh. But yeah.
fair enough. Fair enough. I like that your impression isn't good, but you're like, his is definitely shit. His is, we should all be mocking that one. All right, makes it 85 to 15. And Andrew, three or four, where are we going next?
Three, please.
All right, three it is. Your clue for number three, gentlemen, is Spear We Go. Spear We Go.
Oh, you chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
Andrew. Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls.
That is correct for 10 points. Nice car sound effect, by the way.
That was really cool.
All right. We have one left in this opening round, or pardon me, this second round. Your clue is Party of Five. Party of Five.
At once we're contenders, now we are friends.
Dungeons and Dragons, Amongst Thieves. Honor Amongst Thieves.
I would have just given you Dungeons and Dragons, and it's fine. You don't have to get the second part of it correct. All right, 10 points go to Andrew. I got a good feeling about round three, Josh.
I mean, if he's as nice as Joe.
Oh, Joe Farrelly? Yeah.
Zero. Blind guesses.
Nonstop, just over and over and over. God damn, this Scanlon dude is a good guy. All right, so that ends round number two. The score is 105 to 15. It is still technically anybody's ball game. So here's the bell for round number three. All right, this is our betting round. So Andrew, because you're in first place, you will have first choice. For one through five, once you make your selection, I will give a clue and you will open the bidding with the number of notes you think you can guess this movie in. Four is the minimum number of notes. The max is however many you'd like it to be. Once you do your opening bid, then we'll go over to Josh, and Josh can bid one note lower all the way down to zero, or go ahead and tell you to settle the score. But we bid back and forth until one person tells the other to settle the score. And at that point, that person is answering alone. If you get the question wrong, your opponent automatically gets the points. You each have a lifeline that you can use one time to get a second clue. If your opponent gets the question wrong and you think you know the answer, you can double down on it once. And if you get it correct, you will double the points available on the board. But if you get it wrong, you get nothing. And finally, the point values are at 10 notes and above, it's worth 10 points. 6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. 3 to 5, it is worth 20. And 0 to 2, it's worth 25 points. So, Andrew, one through five, where are we starting?
It's been good to me so far. Let's go number one.
All right. Number one, it is. Your clue is an uplifting moment. An uplifting moment.
Where do I start bidding?
You start, Andrew.
15, please.
15 notes. Josh, over you, sir.
12.
12? 11.
10.
10?
9.
We'll try for 8.
Settle that score.
All right. On 8 notes, it's worth 15 points. You do have your lifeline, Josh. If you'd like a second clue, just let us know. Your first clue is an uplifting moment. Pardon me. Here are your 8 notes.
Andy, do you mind just one more go through?
Of course, yeah.
Thanks. I think I'm really going to kick myself if it's the second one I'm thinking of, but I'm going to go with E.T.
That is incorrect. Incorrect. So, Andrew, you can take the points or you can double down on it. And if you get it right, it'd be worth 30 points.
I'm between two. I'll go ahead and double down. Let's try it. Let's do it.
All right. He is doubling down officially. Now you can use your lifeline on a double down if you want, or you can just go ahead and answer.
I will keep the lifeline in my pocket here. I'm going to say, do or do not, there is no try. Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
That is correct for 30 points. Nice the job.
The theme is based on each other, Josh, so I feel bad for you, though.
Pardon?
John Williams based the themes on each other.
Yeah, that's, I'm like, I know who it is. It's just, which one is it?
Yeah.
Do they also use that in the later movies when, like, Rey first, like, starts lifting rocks? Because I was between that and it's in the original.
Skywalker.
It is? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was between those two. I wasn't even thinking about E.T., but I was like... Well, there's two like lifting stuff scenes, so hopefully.
Well, you made the wise decision. All right, that makes it 135 to 15. Andrew, you still have control 2 through 5. Where you want to go next?
2, please.
All right, number 2. It is your clue is PC versus Mac. PC versus Mac.
Let's go 10.
10 notes. Josh, over to you, sir.
9.
8.
Go for it.
All right. On 8 notes. All right, Andrew, you do have your lifeline. Josh, you've got your double down if you want to use that. It's worth 15 points on 8 notes. And your clue, once again, is PC versus Mac. PC versus Mac.
Can I hear it again, Andy, please?
Uh-huh.
sounds so familiar. PC versus Mac. I really don't want to use my life on yet. Can I get it one more time? War games?
Incorrect. Incorrect. So, Josh, you can take the 15 points or you can double down on it. You still have your lifeline. If you'd like to use your lifeline on the double down as well, what would you like to do?
I got to take it. I really don't have any concrete thoughts about what it might be. I'm not sure another clue will help.
All right. Well, I'll give you the points. It gives you 30 points. The answer, gentlemen, is Wall-E. All right, Josh, you got the points on that, which means you have control of the board. 3, 4, or 5. Where would you like to go next?
Let's go with 5.
Let's go with 5 it is. I feel the monkey wrench is going to fucking work this time, Josh. I got a great feeling about that. All right, your clue for number 5 is whatever the case may be. Whatever the case may be.
Start at 10.
10 notes, Andrew.
9. 9.
8.
8 notes.
7. 7.
No, you can have it, sir.
No.
No, I don't think I can do it in 6, so I beat you to it.
All right. For 7 notes, once again, is worth 15 points still. And Andrew, you do have your lifeline if you'd like to use it. Josh, you have both your double down and your lifeline. Your clue, once again, Mr. Scanlon, is whatever the case may be.
Holy sound effects, Batman.
Is that more Matt's Jimmy Stewart impression? That was fucking great.
That's his Adam West.
Oh,
bad day to get rid of a bomb. can I hear it again, Andy?
Yep.
Can I go with X-Files movie?
That is incorrect. Incorrect. So Josh is worth 15 points. Once again, you can take it. You can double down on it. You can use your lifeline on the double down as well. It is currently 135 to 30 on the points.
I somehow have to double down twice in the next few questions. So. Can I get it one more time before I make a call on this?
Sure, that's fine.
Please. No, I'm going to try swinging for the fences on the next one.
All right, you can take the 15 points.
Yep.
Yeah, this one was tough. This one was definitely tough. It is Fantastic Beasts. It's the main theme from Fantastic Beasts. All right, so Josh, you got the points on that. Gives you 45.
let's go 4.
All right, number 4 it is. Your clue is Coming to America. Coming to America.
Nine.
9 notes. Andrew.
8.
8.
try making a game of this. Two.
Two, right down to two. All right. Making it worth 25 points.
You can go ahead and settle that score.
I mean, I got to swing at some point, right?
All right. Worth 25 points. You do have your lifeline, Josh, if you'd like to use it. Actually, you both do. But your clue, once again, is Coming to America. Here are your two notes.
That helped.
Yep.
I mean, may as well just get, let's get the extra clue out of the way.
All right. Sure enough. So Andy's got to read through the list of clues to give you your second one. Your first one, once again, was Coming to America.
Okay. Okay, Josh, your lifeline clue is kiss your sister with that mouth. Kiss your sister with that mouth.
Coming to America and kiss your sister with that mouth? Would you like to hear it again?
Sure. Those two notes can keep playing in my head while I think about those clues.
Sure. Andrew, what's your fiance's name?
Bethany.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought so. She's in the chat. She's fully rooting for Josh. You should know.
Appreciate it. Can I get the clues again, please?
Sure. Coming to America and kiss your sister with that mouth? Coming to America and kiss your sister with that mouth.
Somebody tells me I'm going to be kicking myself for this.
Maybe. What's your guess, Josh?
Sure, let's take a swing in the dark at this one. Avengers Age of Ultron.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
I don't like how that looked at all.
So, Andrew, you can take the 25 points. Actually, that's all you can do. You already used your double down. So you can take the 25 points. Do you have a guess?
Me? I was thinking Age of Ultron because of the twins.
Oh God, I now think I know exactly what it is.
Oh wow,
Is it Godzilla?
It is not.
No.
Oh. Well, because you know they were married in that movie.
Yeah.
After being the twins.
Oh wow, that's weird. Coming to America and kiss your sister with them? I honestly have no idea.
I'll play a bit. Shall I
was going to say, I would need to hear more.
Yeah.
Or anything, is it?
Yeah.
Is that like a harpsichord like the sound or
no, not from that. It's from a very particular region.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just named the sound ethnic lead. As in like a take a sort of sitar-y sound and then like add but
yeah. No clue.
It was supposed to sound like it was from Kazakhstan.
Oh shit.
And I think that just gave it away to you guys. Right, so you know.
Very nice.
All right. So Andrew, you got the points on that. It is 160 to 45. Little known rule, the final question is worth 120 points in the championship. I know. Most people are like, that's an odd number. Like, it's very specific.
I have a really good rep of losing points, too, whenever I'm on. So.
I heard you insult Andy in the background at some point. I don't know. I think that's worth, like, negative 40 points.
You heard that, too? I thought that was just some interference on mine. I like that you said it at negative 40. It still puts it out of the range, man.
Oh, I know, but like it's reasonable.
It's reasonable. As you manufactured a bullshit thing and then want to take points away. I don't want to take away too many points. Look like an asshole. All right, so we have one left. We're playing for pride at this point. But Andrew, you got the points on that, which means you'll open the bidding. Your clue is the first American hero. The first American hero.
10.
10 notes, Josh.
Ah, heck, I'll go 2 again.
2 again, he says.
I'll go 0.
0 notes.
Ooh. I think I wonder if we're thinking the same thing and we're going to start going blind guessing. And going
okay, well, all right. If we want to get into negative bidding.
I still got my clue.
He still does have his backup clue. Negative bidding works like this. Josh, if you want to go negative 1, we'll trade 1 apiece. 1, 2, 3, so on and so forth. So you'd have to give us the movie plus the director. And then after that is movie, director, and then any actor for as many numbers as we add. And it's just by top billing on IMDb. Actually, it doesn't matter. They're billing. I'm looking it up now in case we get into it. So, Josh, would you like to go negative 1?
So, sorry, what was the clue again? Just so I'm not already shooting myself in the foot.
The first American hero.
Okay. Nah, have it at 0.
All right, at 0. It is 4. You want your clue, Andrew?
I have no idea. I was just trying to
make it
fun. Yeah, I would love a second clue, please.
All right, smart move. All right, so Andy's going to read through the list, give you your second clue. Josh, you can still double down on this. If he gets it wrong, you get 50 points.
The first American hero.
Okay. Okay, Andrew, you're... Lifeline clue is one of man's greatest achievements. One of man's greatest achievements.
Great clue.
Greatest achievements in the first American hero. Can you say the clues, Matt? Maybe it'll ring something.
Sure. The first American hero and one of man's greatest achievements.
Any emphasis on any of those words?
I mean, if there was something that I could overly emphasize, I would.
JMB on YouTube has commented the answer, pizza. And I think that deserves 5 points.
Okay. My initial thought was the first Captain America, but he has no. Let's go Apollo 13.
That is incorrect. Incorrect. So Josh, you can take the 25 points or you can double down on it and guess.
Frigate. Go for broke.
He's doubling down, folks. Doubling down.
So I will say that Andrew, you and I were on the same wavelength on that first one, which is why I had Matt repeat it. But like they normally don't put any part of the title in the clue.
Well, yeah, I was thinking first man after that, but I was like, well, first is in the clue. So
yeah, so we,
Do not do that. We try to. Screwed up before, but we try not to.
Except this time we did.
So the second thought I had just on the first clue, and it sort of fits the second one as well, was Superman.
Is that your official guess?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
That is incorrect. Incorrect.
Can we hear some of it?
Can we now hear AD play?
I feel bad robbing AD of the opportunity to play. So.
Yeah, sure, I'll play.
Schindler's List?
It is not.
No.
I don't know how that would be the first American hero, but
no. Well, that's why it was like it makes sense. But the music kind of sounds like.
What about this part? That is the theme from. The Last of the Mohicans. The Last of the Mohicans.
Nope.
Nope. Sorry.
Nope.
Apologies to Mr. Roca for not any being anywhere near that one.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. But after that last one, that means officially, Andrew, you are the third ever champion of the Scornament of Champions. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That'll make my record against Andrew 0-2.
Thank you. You guys haven't met once previously.
Although I'm pretty sure Melissa wiped the floor with both of us in that first
round. Oh, yeah, that first round we got our ass. And then we missed two tiebreakers and had to get it over the third one.
Well, eventually, you know, somebody got it. That's all that matters, you know? Andrew, we have... In the description below, we'll have your Twitch handle, so if people want to check you out there. But go ahead and tell them what it is on the air now, and then anything else that you'd like to plug or promote or say, the floor is yours, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, for sure. I haven't been very active recently, but I do stream on Twitch, do just a lot of variety games, just like to, you know, keep it fun, keep it open, just talk to the community and all that stuff. Real chill vibes, nothing too serious. Other than that... I know a couple shows ago we were all emphasizing, like, get yourself checked out health-wise. I'm a nurse. I work in a cardiac cath lab, so highly advise anybody, especially around the holidays, all that good stuff. If you feel any sorts of chest pain, anything bad like that, that's not normal. Go see your doctor. Take care of yourselves. Everybody should live a long, very happy life, and everyone has loved ones. So make sure you take care of your health and subscribe to the Patreon. Join this wonderful community. You guys can come on. Kick some ass, listen to some scores, have a great time. Everybody in the chats are great. So, that's my pitch today.
Well, thank you for that. Mr. Sachs, what about you, sir?
I don't have a pitch for me personally, but a friend of mine, if you can see that blue disc back there, sorry, I'm sort of pointing at, was the first Canadian to win a pro tour event in disc golf and has a wonderful YouTube channel. Which I think everyone would love to check out. You can look for her at Miss Frisbees on YouTube, Instagram, what have you. Yep, she hit the nail right on the head with that one, Matt.
That's a good name. You know exactly what you're getting.
She went right for it. Absolutely wonderful. I'm happy to call her a friend.
All right, we'll go check out Miss Frisbees. That's nice of you to plug her. And Andrew, what is your Twitch handle?
It's Scranlin, so it's my last name with an R, because that was an old college nickname that a drunk friend of mine came up with. He just said my name with an R, and I was like, oh, that's been my gamer tag ever since.
All right. There you go. Andy, what about you? Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
just to the two guys and everyone watching live, like, thanks for all the support. It blows me away pretty much on a daily basis how much support we get for, you know, basically just having a good time and playing some music and stuff. So thank you both for all the effort you put into helping us with the show and getting out there and things like that. Yeah, that's basically it for me. Join the Patreon and go see your doctor.
Get those hearts checked.
Yeah.
And to everybody that joined us today live and left a message in the chat, JMB, Eric Grebner, Matt Scanlon, Drew Gores, Bethany Sump, let's see,
David
McKay, Troy, JMB.
Eric Woods, welcome back.
Yeah, Eric Woods. Haven't heard from you in forever. Melissa Woody. I don't know if Polyversal. Stefan Van Schaik, I believe it was. We had him on a fan show once.
Yeah, Grebner's probably there. The favored Scanlon brother.
Yoshimitsu. I think that's everybody that joined. Joined us. Derek Ammond. All right. Hopefully I'm not forgetting James Petty.
Wow.
All right. If I missed anybody, my apologies. I just scanned through. About
I see Peggy comments. Peggy Gubbins.
Peggy Gubbins. There you go.
Yeah, that's all I can say.
Well, our thanks to everybody that joined us and to you two fine gentlemen for competing on today and supporting the show. We really appreciate it. And we wouldn't be here without the help of the two of you and everybody else. So that is it for our third ever Scornament of Champions. Congratulations, Mr. Andrew Scanlon. And Josh, hell of a game, sir. Hell of a game. All right, that is it for this week's Settle the Score. We'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode. Until then, adios.